with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing the song to you.
Engaging, controversial conversation. It's a power talk back. Friday with Lorraine Jacques White. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Miss White. How are you doing?
Great.
Is it going to be a great day?
Yes, it is.
All righty there. You know, I will listen to Kenny, and I listen to Dean, and both of them presented a great perspective, and especially Dean, the way he broke it down. It was just like the man who was robbed on the road to Jericho, and the priest and the Levite walked past him. It was always the Good Samaritan that came by that actually tried to help him and take him to a place where he could be made whole. And I believe with the economical situation that we're in today, we still not made whole. And a threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice anywhere. And if everybody in the United States, especially black people who endured slavery, if everybody's not addressed, and there's a problem, and Dean, he laid it out beautifully, and this is why the Native Americans does not allow alcohol on their reservation, because it was one of the main killers of their people after they had been conquered. They sit down there and they drink, and we have a guy named Father Wolf here on the TV show, and he tells us about this, and this is one of the main reasons they have banned alcohol from their reservation.
Well, and I appreciate your call so very much, and I do realize that the Native American community has banned alcohol. All you need to do is leave and buy it.
Mm-hmm. And also, suicide is extremely high in the Native American community, mm-hmm. and alcoholism. So obviously, mm-hmm. they are leaving.
And buy it.
Obviously, they are leaving. And
that was a good sitting. You know, I think it's good that they did that, but.
Yeah, but people gonna do, just like I'm sure kids can't do certain things and they still do it.
Right.
They get out and do it some kind of way.
But it was great that you young ladies brought this information to the community today. And Gina, I think it's admirable what you were doing. I mean, so soon after your son committed suicide, and you're out here just sharing your life, and you know, your passion, your drive is to make sure that your son's life was not in vain.
Yes, and I thank you for allowing me to share and talk about it and, you know, light the match.
Please give us those phone numbers again.
The first phone number is the Suicide Prevention Lifeline number, which is 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K.
And also, if you want more information specifically targeted toward people of color, look up the National Organization for People of Color Against Suicide, NOPCOS. And also, honestly, Lorraine, it's been a challenge. And, you know, Gina and I have just kind of bonded together and said, we're going to just get on. And we just really appreciate you talking about this on your show. But the reality is most news agencies, they don't want to talk about this. They're like, oh, that's such a bummer. So we really appreciate you doing that. But also want people, your listeners, to email Atlanta Magazine and say, thanks for talking about this. Because when I called the people in Georgia, the CDC and all these different organizations, they were so excited because no one wants to talk about suicide. They're like, that's depressing. But I said, it's more depressing to find out that your loved one has done this and it's too late. And as you mentioned, Lorraine, check on people.
Mm-hmm.
And don't just do the, how are you doing? You know, really ask the question in detail.
How are you?
And with the crisis and people losing their homes, mm-hmm. and the holidays coming up, you know, for me, that's why I love journalism, because it changes my life every time I do a story. And I feel that I check on people more, and especially when I know someone's going, parent or something, mm-hmm. you know, get them out the house. Don't let them isolate themselves, because people will isolate themselves, and then you get that call. And no one, Gina and I don't want another call. We don't want that call. So that's why we're talking about it. And we just thank WAOK as always, the voice of the community, talking about the issues in our community. And this is huge. So thank you so much.
And also with men, the way men handle their problems is they, I think John Gray talks about it in Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. He talks about men do what he calls going into a cave, mm-hmm. and that is they go within themselves until they can work out the situation. Then they'll come back out and talk to you. You know, when we're in relationships with men, sometimes they'll just not want to talk. I mean, until I learned that, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Why are you not talking to me? Mm-hmm.
I think we've all had that conversation.
Right. But really, it was kind when they were just going within until they work out a situation, then they'll be ready to talk about it. But if they're in that going within, silent, I don't want to be bothered kind of mood too long, that's when we need to say, I need to know from you how you are really feeling, to know that somebody cares. And sometimes that saying, I need to know from you how you are really feeling, is not done best verbally. Mm-hmm. You can do it by just putting your hand on someone's shoulder, or just taking their hand, or another powerful way to get that across is to give somebody a card.
Yeah.
And there are some beautiful cards on the market that make statements that communicate what you're trying to say. You're on Power Talk. Good morning. Hello, good morning. You're on Power Talk.
I am actually trying to get some information.
Okay, hold on. Another way to do that is to take somebody's hand, send cards to people, a telephone call, and even now, send somebody a YouTube message, mm-hmm. or a video. You can do all of those things, but we really do need to find out from people how they are feeling and what they are thinking about, particularly if they've been in this mood too long. Mr. Fun, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. White. How are you?
Doing great.
One of the things, and I don't want anybody to take offense to one of the things that I'm about to say, because I don't mean it in an offensive way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that so often men need other men around them. Not saying that women can't do it, mm-hmm. and not saying that women
that's
don't
true.
Do it. What I'm saying is that the strength of another man, because it's like you feel like you're going through something, and you just need that camaraderie of another mm-hmm. man who could say, you know, I don't know what you're going through, but I'm here with you. And it's that strength of brotherhood that I'm committed.
That's true.
And I think they fail to, you know, they try to find it in the sports arena and different things like that. And then sometimes they do tend to talk, but it's not until they have those true heart-to-heart talks. And that's something that I actually had to learn, because mm-hmm. I was always around women the majority of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wasn't until after I got married that I eventually made some male friends. And, you know, what we do on Saturdays is we get together and we meet for breakfast and we talk. We don't make it a spiritual talk. We just talk. If somebody has an issue, we just bring it up. Or we can, it's like once we're done, we feel so much better. And we feel like we're ready to take on the world. I think that that's what a lot of men need to do, is like just find them some other brothers and just say, hey, let's talk. Not make it a super spiritual thing. Not make it something where, okay, I'm coming down on you for this. But just when you get your, you know, you get that moment to just speak your piece.
And I would like to chime in on that, saying, as the men begin to get their peace and they take that out into the communities to mentor things, because I do know that for our black males, that the numbers, it has become an epidemic, and that all started in the mid-80s through 96, where the numbers increased. And at that point, we as mothers, you know, can wrap our arms around our sons, but then the uncle stories and the cousins and all of that part of the family sort of started to dissipate. And as we bring, you know, the men back together where you can talk amongst yourself, then it becomes dutiful for you to then go out into the community to also spread the things that you've learned to help our youth.
Yeah,
definitely. And I'm actually involved with the youth, but, you know, and I think that however we can, not necessarily foster, but just get men to the point where, because once men start talking, they don't have fluff conversations. They, I mean, you really have some really heartfelt conversations when men sit down and talk. And there's actually a lot of it going on. I just think that it's not known as abroad as when you have environments for women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's, you know, part of the problem, because, you know, everything is definitely catered toward the healing of women. And I think that the true healing has to start with men, because once the men are healed, then the women can be healed, and the children can be healed, and we can be a better community.
Well, you know, Mr. Fun, I agree with you wholeheartedly that healing needs to take place in our communities with males and females. I mean, it's just, the people just don't, in our community, there's something, we will go get our, we'll go to the eye doctor, we'll go to the foot doctor, but when it comes to our heads, we don't want to be going to the doctor. Now, white folks, they got a psychiatrist for the headache, they got a psychiatrist for the backache, they got another one they go to because the knee is hurting, they got another one they go to when they get a hip replacement, and they go to all, and sit around and brag about all these psychiatrists. And we don't need to go to the doctor. It comes to our heads, there's something about not wanting people to think that we are crazy. And I don't understand, we've got to get beyond that, because you know, emotional wounds are real, and there are times when we just need somebody to talk to and help us work through what's going on in our lives. It happens to all of us. I don't care who you are, preacher, pastor, even a psychologist needs help sometimes. Sometimes we just need to talk to somebody. So whoever I'm talking to, you're one that keep it all choked in. Let me tell you something. And when something happens to you at work, you're thinking, ah, it's cool, it's okay. No, it's not. Because feelings buried alive don't die. They're alive, they're inside, and they're going to do something. If you don't do something to it, it's going to do something to you.
We're the voice of the community. News and Talk 1380, WAOK, Atlanta.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Jock White, and you're listening to the best of Power Talk on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. This is a pre-recorded show, so please hold all phone calls and enjoy the show on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
CNN Radio, I'm Matt Cherry. The area around a Southern California wildfire that wiped out a mobile home park is being considered a crime scene. That's according to L.A. Deputy Police Chief Michael Moore, who says it's a precautionary measure.
Well, the fire department understands where it began. As the law enforcement branch, we don't have a determined source as to whether an act of man or nature. So we have no information that this was arson or otherwise.
However, officials are seeking a possible arsonist in the fire that's destroyed more than 200 homes in Santa Barbara County. Congress could vote as early as Wednesday on a government bailout for the auto industry, but some top Senate Republicans voiced their opposition to the plan today. The space shuttle Endeavour is due to arrive at the International Space Station in about a half an hour from now. Burlington, Vermont is named the nation's healthiest city by the federal government. Huntington, West Virginia is dubbed the unhealthiest. This is CNN Radio. Georgia's Senate race is in the spotlight as Democrats look to add to their gains in the Senate. CNN's Amanda Moyer reports another high-profile Republican is helping incumbent Saxby Chambliss today.
Former Governor Mike Huckabee is campaigning in Georgia today with incumbent Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss. Senator John McCain attended a rally last week, and the campaign is working to get a number of other well-known Republicans to visit the state.
Chambliss faces Democrat Jim Martin in a December 2nd runoff. Former President Bill Clinton comes to Georgia this week to campaign on Martin's behalf. The Tennessee Titans look to remain perfect this afternoon. The NFL's lone unbeaten team is in Jacksonville taking on the Jaguars. The Titans come into the game at 9-0. Alabama is still atop the Associated Press college football poll. The top five is unchanged from last week and is comprised of Texas Tech, Florida, Texas, and Oklahoma. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And get in shape with Cap. Want you to get fit and be healthy in 2008.
Many individuals try to lose those extra pounds on their own instead of finding help that can teach them how to get and stay healthy. Recent studies show that when people joined a group-based weight loss program with friends and family, they lost more weight and kept it off better than those who joined the same program alone, according to research published in the Journal of Consulting Clinical Psychology. Whether simply working to lose weight and exercising with a friend or attending group meetings through an organized weight loss program, people find better success with support. Visit www.waok.com for more information about joining Get in Shape Bootcamp.
Get fit and be healthy in 2008. Brought to you by Kroger. Right store, right price. At News and Talk 1380, WAOK. Interested in cutting the cost of your monthly phone bill with AT&T? Then it's time to get Comcast Home Phone Service and join thousands of your Atlanta neighbors who've already made the switch. Not only does Comcast's everyday low price beat AT&T, but for a little time, you'll save even more. For just $19.95 a month for 6 months, you'll get Comcast Digital Voice Local with more, with unlimited local calling and 12 popular calling features like three-way calling, caller ID, and more. You heard right, just $19.95 a month for 6 months. What's best, it's the same phone service you're used to. It simply costs less and gives you more. You can even keep your current number and use your existing phones. How's that for easy? So cut ties with the phone company and save big with America's fastest growing home phone service from Comcast. Hurry, offer ends soon. Call 404-COMCAST today.
Limited time offer for new residential customers only. After promotional period, standard Comcast rates apply. Call for service details and restrictions.
Tonight, why did 30,000 chickens cross the road?
A close encounter of the bird kind.
Oh my God, this is gross.
New Amazing Race, CBS Tonight.
At home, in your car, and now on the World Wide Web, you can listen to the voice of the community. News and Talk Radio 1380 WAOK on the World Wide Web at www.waok.com.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Jock White, and you're listening to the best of Power Talk on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. This is a pre-recorded show, so please hold all phone calls and enjoy the show on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now about to witness a movement like none other. Some call it the best show in the country.
Right, you know, I always comment positively on how good of a show you have, and I'm sincere about that.
Some call it the biggest inspiration on radio.
Dr. White, it's you. It's not the only time to call it, it's you. Dr. White is too much.
We call it Power Talk. On News and Talk 1380 WAOK. And now your hostess, Lorraine Jock White. Informative, engaging, controversial conversation. It's a Power Talk Back Friday with Lorraine Jock White. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Welcome back, 404-892-2703. We are talking about suicide, and it definitely is something that happens in the African-American community, and more times than we think, because a lot of the deaths that we hear about have been suicide, but families cover it up. They're embarrassed. They don't want to admit what has actually happened to their loved one. And I thank Charlotte Thomas and Gina for being with us today. Let's talk to T. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. What a good subject. And I think most of the criminal behavior and all is definitely mental illness. And I wanted to know, do organizations, you know, we hear a lot of organizations that work with youth, do they ever involve dealing with mental health, work with mental health professionals? And I also noticed another thing with our black males, they do not know how to communicate. And I noticed another thing, they always mention they do not fear death. So this is definitely suicidal signs. I believe 99% of what they're doing today is suicidal.
Yeah. I've worked with several organizations. I really feel like the organizations are not dealing with mental health. I think because as we talked about off air, the coverage on the news always is murder. Someone shot someone attacked someone. And in reality, in Georgia, more people actually take their own lives than are actually victims of murder.
And this is all the black-on-black crime we hear about in the news. There are more suicides.
In Georgia. And I think that's pretty much consistent with the rest of the state. But I think that, as Gina mentioned, we are so caught up with HIV and, oh, your kid is going to get gunned down. And we kind of think about all these outside forces. But I don't think that we're so worried about these outside forces, we're not thinking about the internal forces. And a lot of drug abuse, you know, in the black community is because of trying to self-medicate. So a lot of these problems that we're looking at and we think it's, oh, you're in the hood and you're poor and this is the problem, a lot of it is a lot of pain and people are trying to cover up. And I don't think that organizations with young people are talking about it. I think they're so busy talking about other things. They're never saying, hold up, as Gina keeps saying, how are you really doing? How are you feeling? And it's okay to be down and there's someone you can talk to. And I really don't think there's enough of that going on.
Gee, I want to thank you so much for your call today.
Okay.
Great to hear from you again.
Okay.
404-892-2703. Ali.
Yes. How you doing, Dr. White?
Great, Ali.
Yes, I wanted to thank you for the work that you've been doing in the community. I called for the earlier subject, but this is the field I'm in. I'm a licensed counselor here in Atlanta. And so I'd like to just chime in on my take on it. I deal with it every day in regards to see patients of all races who are dealing with suicide ideations and suicide attempts. But the concern I have specifically for the African-American community is that there is a lot of undiagnosed mental illness, a lot of self-medication. And then culturally, we have an aversion to seeking counseling, seeking help, whereas when you look in the other communities, the majority of communities, you will see witness even a little anxiety. They'll go into therapy. You know, they'll go to a hospital. They'll use, and I always tell my patients, you pay for this benefit in your insurance all the time, and you just let it go away. We'll go to the dentist, and we'll go to the medical doctor. But we don't use the therapy benefits that we have in our insurance packages. And also the high-risk behaviors, what the young lady just mentioned before, there is a lot of suicide by cop, people putting themselves at great risk. And so what parents can do, one of the things they can do is use to utilize testing. And there's a lot of culturally neutral testing that can be given for children, specifically when they're reaching their late teen years, to test for depression or ADHD or just the decision-making skills. So you know what you're dealing with, and you can decide whether you want to continue the counseling or put the children on medication or things of that nature. Parenting classes are also important because, you know, we don't get a user manual when we get children. So there's a lot of damage done in the homes, and the old African proverbs, so when the elephant fights, the grass suffers. So it's important for parents to, you know, basically make sure that there's a peaceful environment at home, because there are a lot of the adults, middle of age and older adults, are still dealing with issues that happened when they were under 12 years old. So those are just some of the thoughts I wanted to share with you this morning, and wanted to encourage you to continue the work. And the last point also is the self-medication with alcohol and drugs. A lot of our people walk around emotionally constipated, and they're using the drugs and alcohol to cover up the pain. And so once people offer those things, then we're able to see the different mental illnesses more clearly. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to share those thoughts with you this morning.
Thank you. Well, another thing to kind of piggyback of what he said is the son of KRS-One, the rapper, he actually moved to Atlanta just a little bit over a year ago, and he took his own life last July. Mm-hmm. And I did another story with him. And one, you know, when they get to the bottom of his issues, and this is huge in our community, is people not having a relationship with their father.
Yes.
And I interviewed KRS-One for another story that I did with Gina, and he said he could, even though he had this great stepfather who took him all over the world and was there, he could never get over the rejection of his father. Now, that wasn't Kelvin's case. Kelvin had great relationships with both his parents, but think about how you must feel growing up feeling rejected by your paternal, you know, mother or father or both. And think about how many kids are growing up with grandparents and aunts, and it's just a hole, and he could never get over it. I mean, the rejection. So it's so many things in our community that we're looking at the outcome. Oh, we have fathers and they're not here. We're not thinking about that impact mentally, what that feels like to be rejected by your parents.
And it certainly is an issue, with 70% of homes in the African American community being headed by single females. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Dr. White?
Great.
I've studied a lot of books on slavery, man. That's like I taught myself. And when I'm listening to this conversation, I guess I have a question from a different angle. Slavery was the worst thing that ever happened to black people, but you didn't really see slaves killing themselves. Some slaves ran away, others burned the plantation down, and white people beat slaves, they hung us from trees. But when you study books on slavery, you don't see a lot of slaves hanging themselves. So I'm saying that was the worst period in our life. Even on our baddest days, we didn't experience what they experienced during slavery. So I'm looking at, yeah, all of us got problems, but, and I know some of the slaves had mental issues too. But my question is, like, how can black people survive slavery without breaking down and killing themselves? And today, we on the left, we didn't pick cotton today. We wouldn't beat whips, and black women was raped every day during slavery. But those black women, for the most part, they didn't kill themselves. They ran away or something like that, or the Underground Railroad. So that's my question is, how can we survive slavery without committing suicide at alarming rates during that time? But today, we can't.
Well, no, sir, let me share something with you, Kenny. Keep in mind today the food that we eat. And it's filled with harmful ingredients that deplete the chemicals that attribute to emotional stability. And years ago, people ate food that was a lot healthier for them than we do today. So we need to keep in mind, there is no doubt in my mind that the food we eat has a lot to do with suicide. For instance, just this one thing, what's that thing they drink in the black community all the time? The 40.
40 ounce malt liquor?
Malt liquor. Malt liquor.
I was thinking Red Club for a minute first.
Malt liquor has an ingredient in it that is known to contribute to emotional instability.
Wow.
And if you drink the malt liquor, the side effects of this ingredient is emotional instability. It definitely makes a person have erratic behavior. It makes them angry, panicky,
very aggressive. I would imagine very aggressive.
All of this. And where do you see malt liquor advertised?
In the black
community.
Well, I'd like to chime in on that.
Yeah.
Suicide victims, one of the myths is that a victim of suicide is a weak individual. Mm-hmm. And that most suicide victims are not weak. They're, in fact, some of the most strong, some of the most educated, and some of the most brilliant. And then also to chime in on slavery, Middle Passage happened, and that would have been a form of suicide. And more lives were lost during Middle Passage than that of Holocaust.
And many folks, Kenny, when you study slavery, many people jumped over.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They did.
And new
they
sharks did.
That's what
were in
Middle
there.
Passage was.
And keep in mind, Kenny, when you also study slavery, you will find out many of the people bit their wrists and bled to death. Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing, though, was the sense of community. As we keep talking, and you talk about this on your show every day, is there's a loss of community. These people are coming straight from Africa. They had their identity. They knew they were in the same boat. But nowadays, we don't have that sense of community. So maybe I think that's probably the biggest issue when you look at slavery. There's been a breakdown in our community. And so people don't know their neighbors. They kind of...
They're afraid of them.
Yeah, they go to church and they think, well, I can't. I mean, I know people who are scared to go to their pastor. They have to go to another church because they don't want anyone to know that they have problems at their own church.
And just speaking of the church, because I'm a pastor's wife, you ain't got to tell me nothing. I know. They don't want to hear the pastor preaching about it on Sunday morning. A lot of pastors fight issues from the pulpit or use some story, horror story they heard as an illustration in a sermon.
Mm-hmm.
That should never happen. We'll come right back to Gina on Power Talk.
To the Range Hawk White on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
On Channel 2 Action News, shoplifting.
One more reason why your grocery bills are on the rise. Our investigator Jim Stripper reveals how more and more grocery clerks are getting caught cheating the system. See them caught red-handed right at the register. Get a complete summary of the day's top stories. And Severe Weather Team 2 shows you how low the temperatures will drop for your weekend. Watch Today at 5 on Channel 2 Action News. Coverage you can count on. And call you a pro.
We're gearing up. Just 1 hour to take it all on. You're talking about it.
So are we.
Breaking news.
We all want to know what happened.
Exclusive interviews.
She's the guest. Everybody's asking about.
And you're taking the headline.
Is that true?
No.
Let's roll with that. Friday's live in Chicago. See what's in store this week.
Let's go. Four, followed by Channel 2 Action News at 5.
If someone in your family has type 1 diabetes, I urge you to get screened. I'm Dave Gould, and three of my eight children have the disease. So when my wife and I learned that a simple blood test can detect the antibodies for type 1 diabetes up to 10 years before symptoms appear, we had all our children tested. That's how we learned that our 3-year-old son is at risk. Now he's in a research study to test whether oral insulin can prevent or delay type 1 diabetes. It's our hope this vital research will help other parents and children in the future. Free screenings and studies are available at more than 150 medical centers across the country. To find a participating medical center or to find out more about type 1 diabetes TrialNet studies, call 1-800-PALT-DM1. That's 1-800-425-8361. Or visit www.diabetestrialnet.org.
Cliff D4, husband and father of two, was in his prime when life took an unexpected turn. He ruptured a disc in his back.
It was the most awful pain that I've ever experienced, wondering whether I was going to be able to actually get up and walk or do anything again. Certainly went through my mind.
Work was out of the question. Fortunately, Cliff had some disability insurance through his employer and purchased additional coverage on his own.
Just in case there was a problem at work and I got hurt, just in case there was an accident on the road, just in case anything happened, it would give me peace of mind to know that my family was taken care of.
It took Cliff 6 months to recover from his injury and the resulting surgery. He can't imagine what it would have been like without the insurance.
We have a mortgage, we have car payments, we have all the things that a normal family has. Having my disability policy ensured that I had income available to take care of my family and my obligations until I got well again.
Disability insurance.
It's time to talk. It's Power Talk. Yes, the most electrifying conversation in the country.
Dr. West, you know you do this to me every morning, man. I was calm and woke up. And get in the car and you get my blood pressure going.
We provide the knowledge. You gain the power. Power Talk with Lorraine Jacques-White on News and Talk 1380. WAOK. Informative, engaging, controversial conversation. It's a Power Talk Back Friday. With Lorraine Jacques-White, call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
David, good morning. Hi, David. Hello, David. Sylvester, you're on Power Talk.
Hey, good morning, boy. How you doing?
Doing great.
And your guest. You know, I was listening to Kenny, but let me say this. Coming from a generation of people exposed to worse conditions inflicted upon humanity, it's amazing to me that the suicide rate is not higher among black people. You know, because we've seen a lot. We've probably seen more atrocities, you know, in this system than anybody that's in this system. You know, and to deal with it the way we've done over the last century or so, it's phenomenal from my perspective, because the suicide rate is not as high as you would think. It might be coming from a generation of psychologically depraved people.
It might be that, because as Chandra had pointed out earlier, a lot of times when police shoot people, those individuals have deliberately walked out or done something on purpose to be shot.
Well, that might be the case, but what are we doing as a community to address some of the stuff that a lot of these kids are in? You know, my shop is on the southwest side of Atlanta, and I know it's a lot of stuff that I see in a given day, you know, that would just blow your mind. So my thing is, you know, what kind of program do we have to address the mental health of young black people in America? I mean, the religious institution only deal with the religious aspect. I don't think they deal with the psychological. And I think a lot of our people need some real in-depth psychological help. You know, just living and surviving in the ghetto creates a whole other mindset.
Well, there are some great organizations that Gina and Chandra have to tell us about today, and they are?
Well, one is specifically targeting people of color. It's the National Organization for People of Color Against Suicide. Again, that's National Organization for People of Color Against Suicide, and they go by NOPCIS. And Doris Smith, who is a co-founder, she lives in Southwest Atlanta. She has a bereavement support group, which I think would be great for Sheila and people like, you know, who've actually experienced this, to be around other people. And I can get that information to you later, but I just looked it up on the internet. I just typed in Doris Smith bereavement support group, and I was able to find out about her organization and interview her. Also, there's an organization called the Suicide Prevention Action Network, and their nickname is SPAN, S-P-A-N. And it's, the Suicide Prevention Action Network. They have a Georgia chapter, and then they have a national chapter. And interestingly enough, that organization started in the basement of a Marietta couple's house after their daughter took her own life many years ago, and that has grown into one of the top organizations in the country. It started right here in Georgia. And again, Moore Hospital of Medicine is doing a lot of work with mental health, and they actually did an in-depth report last year that talked about specifically black males, and you can look it up online as well.
And Gina also has some phone numbers.
Yes, the first number is the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is 1-800-273-TALK. And that number is a number that's around the United States. It's 24/7. It's attached to 132 crisis centers that are in different communities in the event you don't have health insurance and you don't have a mental health either, or you just have questions and, you know, need guidance, or you need the number because you are suicidal yourself. And then also, I have started a campaign in my son's name, which is called the Kelvin McHale Suicide Awareness Campaign, and we are partnering with the National Organization of People of Color Against Suicide to bring about the awareness, because if we don't talk about it, we don't know that it exists, and we don't know what type of programs we need to, you know, place into our communities and into our churches and everything else. So first we have to embrace that it is impacting the community, and that these are ways to go about it, which are dealing, you know, majorly with the mental health part.
Can you spell that? Give the number again, and I know you need to spell the website for your son's campaign.
And the website is Kelvin, K-E-L-V-I-N hyphen McHale, M-I-K-H-A-I-L.info. And again, the telephone number for the Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-TALK.
And also, just to emphasize, you can read about Kelvin's story in more depth, and Dar Smith and some others, in the current issue of Atlanta Magazine. And you can purchase a hard copy so you can see the pictures that we took and see Kelvin. But also, you can go to AtlantaMagazine.com and you can access the article.
Dean.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. And I just want to acknowledge the relevance of this timely topic. I just want to comment or shed some light on Kenny's question. And Kenny considered slavery, and during that time we had a common struggle, and it was universal, and it was acknowledged, and the energy behind our struggle was projected at a real target, which was the oppressor, and that binded us. But now, you know, in light of all of the civil rights gains and post-Reconstruction movements, some of us have made it, some of us are still struggling, and our struggles have become fractured, and they're not universal, and they're not readily acknowledged, but still the pain is real. And but the pain that we experience in some of our factions of our community is not taken serious. When that happens, a person begins to engage in self-destructive and explosive behavior, because to explode, that would be deemed socially unacceptable. And as a race, we are still struggling to be accepted in society. We're still seeking validation from within this society, this system. But instead, if we would just seek validation from a truth-centered consciousness, then we would begin to look at things as they are and begin to formulate responses that won't lead to such self-destructive and explosive behavior. And if he begins to look at it from that perspective, then perhaps he will find the answers to the questions he has. Because those issues still remain. Just because the wounds have closed doesn't mean that they have healed. Because if you have a very catastrophic wound, it, especially within the black race, if it's not properly addressed, then it will heal as a keloid. And a keloid is a wound that heals abnormally. It never actually heals. And the only way to address it is to excise that tissue, that abnormal growth, and then you put those edges together, and then you allow the healing process to occur the way it should. But when you have the wounds of slavery that have never been addressed, then the surface flows, but underneath, the wound still festers. And the slightest little touch will produce a hemorrhage similar to that which initially started the wound, and it will produce the pain.
Thank you so much, Dean. 404-892-2703. Hi, I'm Lorraine Jock White, and you're listening to the best of Power Talk on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. This is a pre-recorded show, so please hold all phone calls and enjoy the show on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Elise. Last time you had a chat with your daughter, what did you talk about? Clothes, her friends, her goals. Well, here's something else I'm discussing with my daughters. It's the connection between cervical cancer and some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, a virus that causes cervical cancer in thousands of American women each year. And if you're African American, you may be at higher risk. The good news is that cervical cancer can be prevented through screening. Even if they don't always admit it, our daughters are depending on us. To learn more about the connection between cervical cancer and HPV, talk to your doctor and visit maketheconnection.org. That's maketheconnection.org. Make the Connection is a public education campaign sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and the Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck. That's maketheconnection.org.
CNN Radio, I'm Marcy Williams. Space Shuttle Endeavour closes in to dock at the International Space Station this hour.
Expedition 18 Commander Michael Fink reporting a good tally-ho, saying that Endeavour looks good from the Zvezda service module windows.
Endeavour's loaded with its heaviest payload ever as it tackles an ambitious makeover of the space station, adding beds, bath, and a kitchenette. California's governor inspects fire damage in Southern California, including the remnants of a burned-out mobile home park.
Paul ran through that mobile home park so quickly that there was no way of stopping anything there because they were like matches.
The L.A. County coroner says trained dogs are sniffing through the park to search out possible remains, though he calls it strictly precautionary.
I believe most of the people from this mobile home park were evacuated.
Fire investigators suspect arson in the Santa Barbara County blaze. They've cordoned off the estate where they believe the fire started. An auto industry bailout is far from a done deal. Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby tells NBC's Meet the Press he is not on board.
This is just the beginning of corporate welfare in a big, big way.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi insists she's committed to an aid package. GM warns it may not survive without government help. As Congress gathers for this week's lame duck session, President-elect Barack Obama will not be in his Senate seat. CNN's Amanda Moyer reports he officially resigned from the Senate today.
The state's governor will appoint Obama's successor. Several Illinois Democrats, including Representative Jesse Jackson Jr. and Iraq War veteran Tammy Duckworth, have been mentioned as possible replacements.
CNN Deputy Political Director Paul Steinhauser reports the president-elect will meet with Senator John McCain in Chicago Monday.
The meeting was organized by Senator Lindsey Graham, one of McCain's close friends, and by Rahm Emanuel, who was named Obama's chief of staff. Both of those men will sit in on the meeting, which is expected to focus on issues where the president-elect and McCain agree and can work together in the future. Paul Steinhauser, CNN, Washington.
The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Here every day from noon to 2 o'clock, we tell you how you can get that money, your money, so you can get that bill collector off your back. Stop running from the repo man, get that mortgage taken care of. We are here to help you every day from noon to 2 o'clock, right here on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Attention, Hydralyze is currently seeking participants with dark circles and puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags around your eyes due to heredity, fatigue, or aging, you are now eligible to try Hydralyze free. Hydralyze was introduced to improve delicate skin around the eyes and now has been shown to eliminate dark circles and bags. It effectively diminishes even dark circles caused by heredity. To participate in the Hydralyze trial and see results risk-free, call 1-800-900-6640. Fragile capillaries around the eye can leak, allowing blood to pool beneath the skin like an ugly bruise. But right now, you can join the thousands of people who have seen their dark circles fade away, watched as bags literally disappeared from view. Participate in the free trial by calling today. If you're serious about getting rid of your dark circles or bags around the eyes, you are eligible to participate and experience a free trial of Hydralyze. For your free trial, call this number today, 1-800-900-6640. 1-800-900-6640.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Jock White, and you're listening to the best of Power Talk on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. This is a pre-recorded show, so please hold all phone calls and enjoy the show on News and Talk 1380
W-A-O-K.
1380 AM. The call letters. W-A-O-K. The program is Power Talk. And your hostess, Lorraine Jacques White. We provide the knowledge. You gain the power. Power Talk with Lorraine Jacques White on News and Talk 1380. W-A-O-K. Controversial conversation. It's a Power Talk Back Friday with Lorraine Jacques White. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Miss White. How are you doing?
Great.
Is it going to be a great day?
Yes, it is.
All right, dear. You know, I'll listen to Kenny, I'll listen to Dean, and both of them presented a great perspective, and especially Dean, the way he broke it down. It was just like the man who was robbed on the road to Jericho, and the priest and the Levite walked past him. It was always the good Samaritan that came by that actually tried to help him and take him to a place where he could be made whole. And I believe with the economical situation that we're in today, we're still not made whole. And a threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice anywhere. And if everybody in the United States, especially black people who endure slavery, if everybody's not addressed, and there's a problem. And Dean, he laid it out beautifully. And this is why the Native Americans does not allow alcohol on their reservation, because it was one of the main killers of their people after they had been conquered. They sit down there and they drink, because we have a guy named Spotted Wolf on the TV show. And he tells us about this. And this is one of the main reasons they have banned alcohol from the reservation.
Well, I appreciate your call so very much, and I do realize that the Native American community has banned alcohol. So all you need to do is leave and buy it.
And also, suicide is extremely high in the Native American community and alcoholism. So obviously they are leaving. Obviously they are leaving. And
that was a good sentence. You know, I think it's good that they did that, but...
Yeah,
just
but
reservation
people are going to do, just like I'm sure kids can't do certain things and they still do it.
Right.
They get out and do it some kind of way.
But it was great that you young ladies brought this information to the community today. And Gina, I think it's admirable what you were doing. I mean, so soon after your son committed suicide, and you're out here just sharing your life and, you know, your passion, your drive is to make sure that you're... son's life was not in vain.
Yes, and I thank you for allowing me to share and talk about it and, you know, light the match.
Please give us those phone numbers again.
The first phone number is the Suicide Prevention Lifeline number, which is 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K.
And also, if you want more information specifically targeted toward people of color, look up the National Organization for People of Color Against Suicide, NOPCOS. And also, honestly, Lorraine, it's been a challenge. And, you know, Gina and I have just kind of bonded together and said, well, we're going to just get on. And we just really appreciate you talking about this on your show. But the reality is most news agencies, they don't want to talk about this. They're like, oh, that's such a bummer. So we really appreciate you doing that. But I also want... people, your listeners, to
to email Atlanta Magazine and say, thanks for talking about this. Because when I called the people in Georgia, the CDC and all these different organizations, they were so excited because no one wants to talk about suicide. They're like, that's depressing. But I said, it's more depressing to find out that your loved one has done this and it's too late. And as you mentioned, Lorraine, check on people.
Mm-hmm.
And don't just do the, how are you doing? You know, really ask the question in detail.
How are you?
And with the crisis and people losing their homes, mm-hmm. and the holidays coming up, you know, for me, that's why I love journalism, because it changes my life every time I do a story. And I feel that I check on people more, especially when I know someone's going through something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get them out the house. Don't let them isolate themselves, because people will isolate themselves, and then you get that call. And no one, Gina and I don't want another call. We don't want that call. So that's why we're talking about it. And we just thank WAOK, as always, the voice of the community, talking about the issues in our community. And this is huge. So thank you so much.
And also with men, the way men handle their problems is I think John Gray talks about it in Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. He talks about men do what he calls going into a cave,
mm-hmm.
and that is they go within themselves until they can work out the situation. Then they'll come back out and talk to you. You know, when we're in relationships with men, sometimes they'll just not want to talk. I mean, until I learned that, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Why are you not talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we've all had that conversation.
Right. But really, it was time when they were just going within until they work out a situation, then they'll be ready to talk about it. But if they're in that going within, silent, I don't want to be bothered kind of mood too long, that's when we need to say, I need to know from you how you are really feeling, to know that somebody cares. And sometimes that saying, I need to know from you how you are really feeling, is not done best verbally.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it by just putting your hand on someone's shoulder, or just taking their hand, or another powerful way to get that across is to give somebody a card.
Yeah.
And there are some beautiful cards on the market that make statements that communicate what you're trying to say. You're on Power Talk. Good morning. Hello, good morning. You're on Power Talk.
I am actually trying to get some information.
Okay, hold on. Another way to do that is to take somebody's hand, send cards to people, a telephone call, and even now send somebody a YouTube message,
mm-hmm.
or a video. You can do all of those things, but we really do need to find out from people how they are feeling and what they are thinking about, particularly if they've been in this mood too long. Mr. Fun, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. White. How are you?
Doing great.
One of the things, and I don't want anybody to take offense to one of the things that I'm about to say, because I don't mean it in an offensive way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that so often men need other men around them. Not saying that women can't do it,
mm-hmm.
and not saying that women
that's
don't
true.
Do it. What I'm saying is that the strength of another man, because it's like you feel like you're going through something, and you just need that camaraderie of another
mm-hmm.
man who can say, you know, I don't know what you're going through, but I'm here with you. And it's that strength of brotherhood that I'm in.
That's true.
And I think they fail to, you know, they try to find it in the sports arena and different things like that. And then sometimes they do tend to talk, but it's not until they have those true heart-to-heart talks. And that's something that I actually had to learn, because
mm-hmm.
I was always around women the majority of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
And it wasn't until after I got married that I eventually made some male friends. And, you know, what we do on Saturdays is we get together and we meet for breakfast and we talk. We don't make it a spiritual talk. We just talk. If somebody has an issue, we just bring it up. And it's like once we're done, we feel so much better. And we feel like we're ready to take on the world. I think that that's what a lot of men need to do, is like just find them some other brothers and just say, hey, let's talk. Not make it a super spiritual thing. Not make it something where, okay, I'm coming down on you for this. But just when you get you get that moment to just speak your piece.
And I would like to chime in on that, saying, as the men begin to get their peace and they take that out into the communities to mentor things, because I do know that for our black males, that the numbers, it has become an epidemic, and that all started in the mid-80s through 96, where the numbers increased. And at that point, we as mothers, you know, can wrap our arms around our sons, but then the uncle's stories and the cousins and all of that part of the family sort of started to dissipate.
And as we bring, you know, the men back together where you can talk amongst yourself, then it becomes dutiful for you to then go out into the community to also spread the things that you've learned to help our youth.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I'm actually involved with the youth, but, you know, and I think that however we can, not necessarily foster, but just get men to the point where, because once men start talking, they don't have fluff conversations. They, I mean, you really have some really heartfelt conversations when men sit down and talk. And there's actually a lot of it going on. I just think that it's not known as abroad as when you have environments for women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's, you know, part of the problem, because, you know, everything is definitely catered toward the healing of women. And I think that the true healing has to start with men, because once the men are healed, then the women can be healed and the children can be healed and we can be a better community.
Well, you know, Mr. Fun, I agree with you wholeheartedly that healing needs to take place in our communities with males and females. I mean, it's just, the people just don't, in our community, there's something, we will go get our, we'll go to the eye doctor, we'll go to the foot doctor, but when it comes to our heads, we don't want to be going to the doctor. Now, white folks, they got a psychiatrist for the headache. They got a psychiatrist for the backache. They got another one they go to because the knee is hurting. They got another one they go to when they get a hip replacement. They go to all and sit around and brag about all these psychiatrists. And we don't, we'll go to any kind of doctor. It comes to our heads, there's something about not wanting people to think that we are crazy. And I don't understand. We've got to get beyond that because, you know, emotional wounds are real. And there are times when we just need somebody to talk to and help us work through what's going on in our lives. It happens to all of us. I don't care who you are, preacher, pastor, even a psychiatrist, psychologist needs help sometimes. Sometimes we just need to talk to somebody. So whoever I'm talking to, you're one that keep it all choked in. Let me tell you something. And when something happens to you at work, you think, ah, it's cool, it's okay. No, it's not. Because feelings buried alive don't die. They're alive, they're inside, and they're going to do something. If you don't do something to it, it's going to do something to you.
We're the voice of the community. News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Jock-White, and you're listening to the best of Power Talk on News and Talk 1380, WAOK. This is a pre-recorded show, so please hold all phone calls and enjoy the show on News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
News and Talk 1380, WAOK.
Welcome, Ruben Studdard and Frenchie Davis in Ain't Mr. Haven.
Hey, Mr. Haven, I'm saving my love for you.
November 18th to the 20th. 3rd at the Fox Theater. Tickets on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets. Keep listening for your chance to win from News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hi, this is James Blake. For an athlete, there's no better feeling than coming from behind for a win. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, that's what kids do every day. When I was young, Shriners Hospitals helped me overcome my battle with scoliosis. Shriners Hospitals for Children is a one-of-a-kind hospital system dedicated to improving the lives of children. They provide pediatric specialty care for orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more, all at no charge. Shriners Hospitals also educates physicians and other healthcare professionals and conducts innovative research that leads to improved quality of care for children around the world. It's how Shriners Hospitals help kids do what they otherwise couldn't. And through the generosity of the Shriners fraternity and community donors, this high-quality care is provided at no charge. You can help kids come from behind and win. Call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners Hospitals for Children, helping kids defy the odds.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I'd finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-700-5901.
1-800-700-5901. 1-800-700-5901. 1-800-700-5901.
Here's what's happening at News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
To find out what's going on around Atlanta, log on to WAOK.com for your news, talk, community, and entertainment needs. Keep it locked to News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
And that's what's happening at News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
You're listening to the best of Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman. This is a pre-recorded show, so please hold our phone calls and remember that only the truth will set you free. On News and Talk Radio 1380 WALK. Welcome back to News and Talk Radio 1380 WALK. The voice of the community is Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman. You know how we do it every day, Monday through Friday from 2 to 6. We bring you the information that can help you. We don't just bring you information that ain't intended to just entertain you, but we try to get you some help. Part of that help is going to come on tomorrow at the Holiday Inn Express, Vinings in the Smyrna area. You're going to take exit 16 off 285 on Atlanta Road. And it's a finance, tax, and wealth creation workshop. And it's open to everybody. If you're a mogul in your mind and ain't got it on paper yet, you want to be there.
That's right.
If you are just flexing and you want to go front past flexing to right. And you want to get it together and get it done with people who know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And Danny Glover is here and Gene Rothman. Gene, why this workshop now, and why is it that, I mean, a lot of folks, as you said, I mean, you made a valid point. The IRS is sending out letters like nobody's business. They've hired more auditors. They've hired more enforcers. And they're coming after people with a vengeance. They sent me a letter, and I sent them every penny of what they wanted immediately. Didn't wait. So I said, some folks I play around with, they ain't one of them. I gave them exactly what they wanted, faster than what they wanted, with a thank you note as a reminder. For, just reminded me that I owed y'all a little something. Took it to the office. I didn't even take it to I'm not going to take the chance of dropping it in the mail. I'm going to drive it right down the street and put it in their hands and make sure that they got it, and I got a stamped certified copy that they received it. So, I mean, part of it is not just the wealth creation, because we're just talking about them. Many brothers and sisters who've done very well but find themselves in tax trouble.
Absolutely.
Wesley Snipes, the eyes and Ron Eyes. I mean, you know, you make all of this money, and then you find out that the IRS come knocking because you did not do what you needed to take care of.
Absolutely.
So as Puff Daddy said, more money, more problems sometimes.
Absolutely, especially if you're ignorant. More money, more problems. If you're ignorant, you just messed up. See, the thing about it is that a lot of business owners, you know, I want to go back to this, is that when you get ready to start a business, you need to research the industry first. You need to research the industry. Then you need to research your competition to see what it is.